the Peninsula Women's Chorus has been a musical home and certainly a community and a home in that sense for our singers over those 50 years.
Martine Benvenuto has been their artistic director since 2003. He says that theme guided their choice of repertoire, with texts about departing from and coming back home. The Peninsula Women's Chorus began, with a different name, as a group of 17 singers, and it's grown to more than 50.
One of the notable things, I think, is that from the very beginning, the singers memorized their music. They memorized the programs, which is a tradition that still holds today.
Along with commissions and past favorites, they'll also be performing two works they have a long relationship with.
There was a prisoner camp in Sumatra during World War II where women, during their imprisonment, created a choir. And from sheer will and memory, they wrote in scraps, pieces of paper, vocal parts for 31 pieces.
The scores for those works ended up at Stanford's library. In the 1980s, the chorus performed them and invited members of the original camp choir from Sumatra. That performance was captured in a documentary called Song of Survival.
And singing for the survivors, there were nine sitting in the front row of St. Bede's Episcopal Church in 1983, May, was amazing. They hadn't heard the music in 40 years.
Ann Anderson was one of the original group of 17 singers in the Peninsula Women's Chorus.
As we sang the captive's hymn at the end of our program, they all stood up. We didn't know where they were going to do that. Then the whole audience stood up when they saw them standing, and we could barely sing. Very emotional.
True North, the Peninsula Women's Chorus 50th anniversary concert, is Sunday, April 30th at Mission Santa Clara. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC. I'm Jeffrey Fryman.